Today's shiur is Masecht Nazir, Daf Chaf Hei, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Dalet on the base, 8 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah that in a situation where a woman had declared herself to be a Nazira, and she designated animals to be brought for this Karbonis that one must bring when they conclude their Naziris, a chatas, an oil, and a shlamim, and then her husband was mefer her naziris. The Mishnah taught us, im shalai haisa behemta, if the animals that she had designated were animals that belonged to her, the halacha is her chatas tamas, the carbon chatas is left to die, the oil is tikkur of oil, the carbon oil is brought as an oil, and the shlamim are brought as a carbon shlomim. The Mishnah continued to teach us that this is a situation where the carbon shlomim, even though the carbon shlomim, normally the halacha is that a carbon shlomim of a shalmei nazir are eaten v'yoyim v'layla for one day and one night. Regular carbon shlomim anechol l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, for 2 days and one night. This carbon shlamim, even though it's no longer being brought as shalmei nazir, for as we just described, the woman is not a nazira, still the halach is that the carbon shlamim should be nechel like shalmei nazir, but it's not the lechem, the chalas, that are normally brought along with the shalmei nazir, that the halacha, as we will learn later in our Masechta, in greater depth, is that when a Nazir brings his Shalmei Nazir, he brings along 20 lechamim, 10 loaves of matzah, and 10 loaves of rekikim, of wafers, and the halacha is that after the carbon shlamim is slaughtered, and the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, one of each of these two types of bread are taken and they're waved. We do tenuv for together with the emrin, the chaz v'shoik, and the zroya v'shela. The Mishnah, and then all of these are put on the hand, on the palm of the nazir, and together with the kohen he does tenuv for. Our Mishnah said that even though this shalmei nazir we're going to treat a little more stringently than a regular carbon shalmim, this carbon shlamim, and it's only nechel yoyim v'layla, the halacha of lechamim don't apply. And as we discussed in the previous year, a machlekes rishonim, how to understand what we mean when it says in the Mishnah it doesn't apply, doesn't mean that we don't bring the lechamim at all, or doesn't mean that they're brought, but the process that we just described is not done with it. Says the Gemara, Amle Shmuel avu ba'i, Shmuel said avu ba'i, don't sit down until you tell me the following thing. And actually, from learning our Gemara, we don't have explicitly in our Gemara what Shmuel asked Avur Ba'ihi, but from the response that we see Avur Ba'ihi giving Shmuel, we could understand what their dialogue was. As we just said, the shlamim of our Mishnah are a very unique situation, that it's nechel l'yoyim v'layla, not like the regular karbim shlamim, but the l'chamim, the breads that are normally brought along, are not brought here. And what Shmuel was asking Avur Ba'ihi was to give him a list of all the cases, all the circumstances where we have such a rule. Why did he say, don't sit down? So Farshim explain, simple pshat in the Gemara is that it's respectful to stand when one speaks to somebody of honor. Therefore he said, until you finish giving and explaining what I asked you, don't sit down. And in fact the Paiskim say that it is always appropriate that when one is speaking in public, he should stand in honor of the public. In fact, I saw a very interesting story. Rabbi Yishaya Pick, the individual who we find the Hagos of Rabbi Shai Pick, mentioned very often throughout Shas. Rabbi Shai Pick writes that he, although being a very, very famous and great Talmud Chacham, really was never a Rav. Only when he became older did he accept upon himself the Rabbonis of the city of Breslau. And when he came to that city and offered his inaugural address, given that he was an older and weaker person, he could not stand, and therefore he sat as he gave the speech. And his introductory remarks were, the B'shah Shachochen Yoshev V'dairish, when the Chochem sits and speaks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichel Ahem Lavanaseim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for our avarice. And he asked, what is the connection, because the Rav is sitting and saying a speech, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichel our avarice? So he explained, by right, the proper thing, he said, is that when the Chacham speaks, he should stand when he's speaking in public. However, he says, sometimes, as in my circumstance, he said, the Chacham can't stand. He's weak, and he's old, and he's unable to stand. The people in the community, however, are understanding of the Chacham's situation, and they forgive him, and they allow him to sit. So he said, "B'shar shachachem yoshev adayrish." Just like you're forgiving to me, and you allow me to stand, to sit instead of standing, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be forgiving to you, and the averis that you have done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael. But another pshat is that the Gemara says that actually, at the beginning, because of the honor we are obligated to give to the Torah, all Torah learning was done standing. However, b'shah shiyard chol shel olam, as people became weaker and were not able to stand during their learning, the Chazal said that learning should be done while sitting so one could properly concentrate on his learning. However, in our situation, where all Shmuel was asking avua was for a list, which doesn't require that much concentration, he said, don't sit down, give me the list standing. So Avu answered, these are the four situations where an aisle, where a ram is brought as a carbon shlomim, where it originally was obligated to be brought because of a naziris, still the lechamim are not brought along. Shaloi v'shaloh v'shalach hamisa v'shalach kapara. And the Gemara is going to explain each of these situations. Shalah, Hadam Moran, the case that we just described in our introductory remarks to our Shir, which is the case of our Mishnah, where the woman designated the carbon to be brought as the Shalmi Nazir, but then the husband from her own animals, and then the husband was made for the Naziris. Shalai, what is the case of him? The Tanan, Hish Madras Benoy Ben Nazir. A father has the right to declare his son as a Nazir. It's a halach l'mosh m'sinai. Ve'ini isha maderes es b'no b'nazir. But mother does not have that right. However, even in a situation where a father declared his son to be a Nazir, gilech o shegluchu akroivim, if he or the relatives shave the head of the son, or micha o shemichi akroivim, he or his relatives protested, as long as the Rishonim say this protest took place prior to the Naziris being completed, the Naziris is null and void. If the father had designated money, but as we learned in the Mishnah, there's a case of Ma'as Tumim, which means that he took money without specifying that what should be used for these money, with this money, is the halacha yiplun l'dova. If now he has this money that he had taken, that he would ultimately use to buy kabonis for his son's naziris, that money is now taken to be used for oilus keitz and mizbeach, as we explained in the previous year, Oilus Keitz HaMizbeach means that when the Mizbeach, they want it to be constantly in use. If there was a situation where the Mizbeach was not being used, they had a special fund from which they brought Oilus to keep the Mizbeach in use. Says the Gemara, Mas Mefroshim. However, if he had specified which money should be used for the Chatos, which money should be used for the Oilo, and which money should be used for the Shlomim, so we have the Halacha, the Mei Chatos Yechol Yam HaMelech, the Mei Oilo, Yuvio Oilo, the money that was designated for the Oilo, Yuvio Oilo, they should bring a Karmen Oilo, because there's Halacha we could bring an Oilo Snedava, or Mei Alam Behem, there's Mila, if the Karmen Oilo, and that money was used for another purpose, because carbon oila, the halacha is there's mila on carbon oila, not only in the animal, but also on the funds designated to be used for the carbon oila. The mei shlamim, the money designated for the carbon shlamim, you view shlamim, should be brought for shlamim. The nechalim liyoyim echad, it should be eaten for one day, not like the usual case of a carbon shlamim that's eaten for 2 days, venetunim lechem. So here we have another situation where lechem is not brought. Continues the Gemara, Shalachim Yisim Manola. The next case that Avua mentioned was money, Lachim Yisim. What does that mean? The Tanya. Actually here the Tanya means a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Emsech the Me'ilo, Hamafrish Moas L'Nazirosai, if somebody separated money for his carbon, for his Naziris, the loch is loinenen, one may not benefit from those money for loin ma'alim behem. Taisha says loinenen means that it's an issud rabbonim. But since, says the Mishnah, nation ruin lovin bekulin shlomim, since all of these money, he did not specify what this money's for, so possibly all of this money could have been used just to buy the carbon shlomim that a nazir is obligated to bring. And the halacha is that the money can be then used to buy a carbon shlomim. And by a carbon shlomim, the halacha is that the money, there is no mi'ila, because carbon shlomim is kachim kalim, and kachim kalim are not subject to mi'ila until after Zrikas Adam. Mace, however, if the person had passed away, for hayolai ma'as tumim, and he had leftover funds, yiplu l'nedava, those funds should be brought for nedava. Ask Taisus, why can't we continue in the explanation of that Mishnah to say that the Mishnah, since all of the money that he had set aside could be used for carbon shlomim, even after he dies, we should say that all of the money should be used to buy an animal which should be brought as a carbon shlomim. So Taisa says there's a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer and how to understand Ma'as Tumim. In the Reisha, all the person did was he said, Hare Eilu Ma'as L'Zurasai, this is money that I need for my Naziris. So he could say that he recognized he was a Nazir. He recognized that he's going to have to bring Karbonis. So he started accumulating funds for those Karbonis. And that's why we could say that all the money that he accumulated could have possibly only be used for the Karbon Shlomim. And therefore, all the money is used for Karbon Shlomim. However, in the Sefer, explains Taisus, the case is where a person said, Hare Elu l'karbonos nezirusei, all of this money will be used for the karbonos of my naziris. He didn't see it. We can't explain that he's meaning that the money should be used only for the karbon shlomim, because his wording was, Hare Elu l'karbonos nezirusei, for all of my karbonos. And therefore the halacha is that we assume that in this pile of money there is funds that are chatos funds, oila funds, and shlomo funds, and therefore the halacha is yiplu nedava, the halach is they should go to Nadova for Oilus Ketz Mizbeach. However, if there was Mas Mufarashim, he specified this pile of money will be for the Chatos, this will be for the Oila, this for the Shlomim. Here the halach is the Mei Chatos Yoilich Yam HaMelech. The money that was designated for the Chatos should be taken to Yam HaMelech. However, Loinenen, there is no, you're not allowed to have enough in that money, but there is no Me'ila, since it will not be used for a carbon, since they will not be used for actual carbon chattas. The May Oila, your view, Oila Me'al Mehem, should be used to be brought a carbon Oila. And since this money is designated for carbon Oila, a Kachi Kachim, there's Me'ila involved, if one would use it for that for his own purposes. The May Shlomim, your view, Shlomim, and this carbon Shlomim in the Chalim L'Yoyim Echad, because it was originally money that was designated for Shalmei Nazir, where the halach is that Shalmei Nazir only Nechal L'Yoyim V'Layla. However, there is no chiv to bring the Lachmei Nazir that are normally brought. And also, as we learned earlier, they will not be subject. They will not be subject to the halachas of Mi'ila, because they cut your column prior to the Zrika. The next case that Avu identified that the halach is that Shalmei Nazir are brought without the lechem, Ashlach Kapara, where, let's say we had a situation where a person is a Nazir and he segregated an animal to be brought as the Shalmei Nazir, and then that animal got lost. So he went and brought another animal as the Shalmei Nazir. And the first animal was then found. The halach will be, says the Gemara Sfara, the logic tells us, Shlach Amisa Maitam, Tlachaz L'Kapara. Why is the halach that we just learned, quoting the Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah, that if the Nazir passed away, the halach is that his kabbonis is not brought for the purpose of Naziris, because he already passed away and he's no longer eligible to Kapara. His Misa affected Kapara. Shlach Kapara Nami. So if he took an animal, if he already had his Kapara by bringing a different animal as the carbon, Halachazi L'Kapara, and therefore the same Allah would apply, that although it was originally identified as a carbon Nazir, as Shalmei Nazir, since now they're not being brought as Shalmei Nazir, they ought to be brought Nechal Yoyim V'Layla without the Lechem. Ask the Gemara V'Suleka, are there no other cases where the Shalmei Nazir are brought without Lechem? For Ikud, we can identify such a case. It says in the Braisa, V'Shah Kol Shalmei Nazir, Sheshachtam Sheloikim Etzvason, all Shalmei Nazir that were not properly brought. And there are a number of pshatim in the Rishonim. What does shloikim etzvason mean? One pshat is that the halach is that the ayol that's supposed to be brought for the Shalmei Nazir has to be a 2-year-old animal. Here, he brought a 1-year-old animal. Another pshat is sheshtachtin shloikim etzvason, that he brought the carbon shloi lishma. Another pshat is that he did not wait until he completed his Naziris to bring this Shalmei Nazir, he brought them already before. The halach is, in all these cases, Ksherim, they can be brought on the Mizbeach. However, the Nazir who has to bring a Shalmei Nazir cannot be considered that he fulfilled his obligation. And therefore, the halach is, Nechalim L'Yoyim Echad, they should be eaten like all Shalmei Nazir, only L'Yoyim Echad. So here we have explicitly a case, again, where the Shlomim are brought somewhat as a Shalmei Nazir without the Lechem. Answers the Gemara, the list that Shmuel was trying to elicit for Navua were cases where nothing wrong was done, where yet the halach is that the Shalmei Nazir are brought without the lechamim. However, in the case that this brisa that we just learned speaks about, there was something wrong done. They brought it shleikim etzvason. That wasn't the list that Avua was supposed to identify to Shmuel. So we learned in the Mishnah that we just quoted in Masechta Me'ilah. This is the way Tosfos explains this Gemara. If he had money that was not specified, and then something happened that he can't, that he passed away, is the case of the Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah. All the money should be used for Oilas Ketzim Mizbeach. And as the Bach says, we should read the words that we just read in the Gemara, Vihayu, as a Vav, which is the way this line reads in the Mishnah in the Masechta Me'ilah. But why, says Tosfos, can't we say that our Gemara is referring to the case of the Mishnah in our Masechta that we just learned? That there too our Mishnah says, Hoyloi Ma'as Tumim Yiplu L'Nadava, that the money is used for Eilas Kaitz Mizbeach. So the Tosfos, and this is the way the Karen Oira explains Tosfos, says that our Mishnah perhaps is referring to a situation where the person says, Hare Eilu L'Nazirusei. There we could understand that all of the money should be used for a Karban Oila, because he didn't specify that it should be used for Chatos, for Shlomim. And maybe all of the money was intended, all of this money was intended to be used for an Oila. The Mishnah, however, Masechta Me'ilah, as we explained a number of moments ago, is referring to a case where he said, Hare Eilu L'Karbanois Chayvasi. So he indicated that all of this money should be used for all of the types of kabbonis he, the Nazir, is obligated to bring, the Chatos, the Oila, and the Shlomim. And therefore the Gemara's question is very strong. There's Chatos money mixed in here. There's Shlomim money mixed in here. How can we take all of these money, how can we take all of these funds and use it for an Oila purpose, for Oila's Ketzim Mizbeach? V'loi demei Chatos muravim behed. Isn't there Chatos money mixed in here? And as the Rishonim point out, why is the Gemara only asking that there's Chatos money mixed in here? The Gemara could have just as well asked that there's Shlomim money mixed in here. And they say, indeed, that is the Gemara's question. The Gemara means to ask, how could all of these funds be used to bring an Oila? There's Chatos mixed in here, the Shlomim mixed in here. The Gemara chose to speak about the Chatos because the Chatos is a more serious carbon. The Chatos is a carbon that we've learned and will continue learning, has very specific halachas that has to go lemisa, has to be left to die, and that's why the Gemara chose to ask about the Chatos. The Gemara could have just as well and easily asked about the Shlomim. And in fact, using this approach that we just explained answers another question, because the Mefarshim ask, what's the Gemara's question that there's the May Chatos mixed in here? Why don't we say that the Chatos money is bottled in the rest of the money? So the Aruch Haner answers that the Chatos money is not bottled because it's money, and money is a davar chashuv, is a significant item which doesn't become bottled. But according to the approach that we're explaining the Gemara, we could say much kishmaker pshat. There's Chatos money here, there's Shlomim money here. Chatos and Shlomim together are the majority of the money. So how could we take that money and not use it for its purpose, rather go and take all that money and use it to buy a Shlomim? Another part of the kasha of the Gemara that the Mefarshim say is maybe not spoken out, but it's part of Gemara's question. This money was originally designated to be used for a private oila, for the oila that the Nazir is obligated to bring. How can we now go take these funds and use it for carbon tzibur? Could the oila's ketzim mizbeach is a carbon tzibur? Amar Rav Yochanan answers Rav Yochanan, halacha hi b'Nazir. It's a halacha l'mayshim b'Sinai that the ma'as tumim should be used for oila's ketzim mizbeach. Rishlokish Amar, Rish Lakish says it's not halacha l'mayshim b'Sinai. Rather, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "L'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisam." HaTorah Amr, the Torah, this pasuk teaches us that mice and nether, the leftover money that's not used to fulfill the nether, yael nedavam. And as the Rishonim and the Achronim explain, what points Rish Lakish to explain that this pasuk is referring to Nazir? So they explain, a Nazir has all of the characteristics that are referred to in this pasuk. First of all, a Nazir begins with a neder. A person accepts with a vow upon himself Naziris. Furthermore, Naziris is the type of situation that there are many kabbalists that have to be brought. L'chol nedreyem or l'chol nedvaysom. The Naziris is a situation that it began with a neder, and there are many different kabbalists, the chattas, the oil, and shlam that have to be brought. And the pasuk says that the meiser should be used for oilus ketzim mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Bishlamel Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halachi ben Nazir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that this is a specific halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. We could understand why the Mishnah differentiates between Ma'as Tumim, the day the halacha is, it should go for Oilas Ketzim Mizbeach, not by Ma'as Mefroshim. Because that is the way the halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim was taught. However, ask the Gemara, Ela Rish Lakish that says that that's what the Pasuk of Ulchol Nedreim, Ulchol Nedvoisim teaches us. So my area stumim afilim mefaroshim. Why are we differentiating between mas stumim and mas mefaroshim? Amar Rava, so Rava answers mefaroshim and matas amris. We can't say that mas mefaroshim, money that was already designated for the specific purposes, and then the nazir can't bring it for those purposes. They should be used for oilus ketz mizbeach. Because kvar poska taught it by Rishmal, we learned in the brayse in the yeshiva Rishmal. The pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Bevlade kachim." The pasuk is referring to the animals born from an animal designated as a carbon, or b'tmerasim. We know the Torah says, "Lo yemirenu," that if we have an animal designated as hegdish, one should not go through a substitution process. Vim hama yomerosai, but if one does, v'ayehu usmerasai yir kodesh. Both animals become kaidish. The pasuk says, "B'tmerasam hakasu b'daber." The pasuk is teaching us that by an oila and a shlamim, the halacha is mata ka'antam. What should be done with them? Tisa uvarsa alamakam shivcha Hashem. They should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Yocha yalem lebeis hamechira. I would think perhaps that the pasuk is teaching us they should be brought to the Azara, they should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. However, and just nourishment should be withheld from them. They should be die. They should die. And the question that the Rishayim ask, if the point is that they should be left to die, why do we need to take it to the Beis Hamikdash to die? They could die at home. Answers the Rabbeinu Peretz that if we were to leave them at home, a person would erroneously perhaps make a mistake in believing that they no longer have Kedusha and produce those animals, the Vlad Kachim, the Tamuris Kachim, for his own purpose, personal needs. That's why I would think they should be left to die, but should die in the Azara not to make this mistake. Tamaloymer, Fasiso Alasecha, Habasav Adam, to teach us, just like you treat the oila, treat its tamura, and that it should be brought on the mizbeach as oila's ketz mizbeach. Kederach shata noig b'shlamim, noig b'vladeim. And as Rishonim point out, the Gemara is being very specific. The Brayse is being specific and speaking about vlad shlamim and not vlad oila, because an oila always has to be a zachar, a male, so it can't have a case of a vlad oila. Only by shlamim, which could be brought from a female, could there be a vlad shlamim. However, the Rishonim go on to point out that tamura is not limited to tamura's oila. We could also have tamura's shlamim. Yochel avlad chatas of tamura's oshim came, that the halacha should be the same, that by a vlad chatas and a tamura's oshim, they should also be brought on the mizbeach. And again, a chatos could have a vlad, because a chatos under certain circumstances can be brought from a female. However, an osham can never have a vlad, because an osham is always brought from a male animal. Tamaloyma rak. That's why the pasuk says rak. Only by an oil and a shlomim is there this rule that the vlad and the tamura are brought in the mizbeach. Divrei Rishmal. So from here we see that a superfluous chatos is not brought on the Mizbeach. So we have a situation of Mos Mufuroshim, and I had funds that were already designated for Karban Chatos. We can't say, says the Gemara, even according to Rish Lakish, that those funds should be used to Oilus Kates Mizbeach, because the Torah is teaching us that superfluous Chatos funds, animals, are never brought on the Mizbeach. Rekivayim of the Brisa continues, Ein Tzarech. The Pasuk is obvious that the Tmur of an Asham is not brought on the Mizbeach. Why? Asham who? The Pasuk says, Harei Oimer, Asham who? Vaviyosei Yehei. It always remains in its original status, and its original status is that it means it's an Asham, and therefore it cannot be brought as an Oilus Ketz Mizbeach on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Ketani, as we just explained, the Braisa said, Yochel Yalon LeBeis HaBechira, perhaps they should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, V'yimna Mehem Mayim HaMazen B'Shvil Shimusu. What the Pasuk perhaps is teaching us is that the Temuras Oilo, the Vlad Shlomim, should be brought to the Azara to be left to die. Tamaloyma V'Sisa Oilo Secha. Ask the Gemara, Amai, why would I think that a Vlad Shlomim, why would I think that a Tmuras Oila should be left to die? Ha Vlad Chatos, hu de Gemirin Bamisa. It's only by a Vlad Chatos where we have a halacha l'mosh m'sinai that they should be left to die. Nowhere else. So why would I think that they should be left, that they should be left to die? Answers the Gemara. Ilaf Kra, if we didn't have the pasuk that we just explained, Havamina, we would think, make the following distinction. The Vlad of any carbon is left to die. However, the Vlad of the carbon chatos is left to die, bekomokim, wherever, not specifically need to bring to the Azara. The Vlad kotchim, of all other carbonates, also must be left to die. However, they're brought, as we explained earlier, to the base of Bechira, to the Azara to die. Kamash Malon, that's why we need to teach us the law. They are not left to die, rather, they're brought on the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Gemara, Braisa, Yochel Af Vlad Chatos, the Tamuris Oshim Kain, that the Vlad Chatos and Tamuris Oshim also, perhaps we should say, should be brought on the Mizbeach, Tamaloy Merak, that they're not. Ask the Gemara, Lomali Kra, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that the Vlad Chatos is not brought on the Mizbeach? Hilchos Gemira Lo, we know that there's a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai Vlad Chatos l'Misa Ozel. So why do we need the pasuk to teach us this? And from here, the Mefarshim teach us, we see that since the Gemara is saying that it's already a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, and anything that we already know from halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, we don't need a pasuk to teach. Say the Mefarsh, we see that it must be that Allah L'Mosh M'Sinai has the same status as a Doraisa. Because if Allah L'Mosh M'Sinai did not have the same status as a Doraisa, then we have something to learn from here, that this should be treated as a Doraisa, not just as Allah L'Mosh M'Sinai. And in fact, that is the din, that just like where Halach is, that by Sofik Doraisa, the Halach is Sofik Doraisa L'Chumra, something that the halach is that way because it's halach l'mosh m'sinai is also the din sofik l'chumra. Says the Gemara Hachinami, we don't need the pasuk to teach us that the vlad chatos goes l'misa. We have halach l'mosh m'sinai. Kra, the pasuk is coming to teach us l'oshem u'dosim. The pasuk is coming to teach us what would be the halacha of the tmuras oshem. Ask the Gemara, for Tamuris Oshim, I also don't need a pasuk. Oshim Nami Hilchos Gemira Lo. An Oshim can also be learned from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because there's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Kol She'ilu B'Chatos Mesa, wherever the Halacha is that the Chatos is taken, L'Misa, B'Oshim Roya, the animal is left to graze until it develops a blemish, and then it's redeemed, and the money that's received for the redemption is used to bring a carbon oiler. So again, why do I need the pasuk to teach us that the tamuris asham will not be brought on the mizbeach? Says the Gemara, el-ime hilchasa, if I only had halacha l'moshe m'sinai, have a mina hilchasa, I would say the halacha l'moshe m'sinai teaches us that they should not be brought on the mizbeach. However, the akravei if one did bring on the mizbeach, he has not done b'di'evet anything wrong. That's why the pasuk says the makrevlei. If he was makrevit, he transgressed an asay. And there are a number of ways of understanding the Gemara's teretz. One way of explaining the Gemara's teretz is that the Gemara perhaps is teaching us that since the halacha that avlat chatos is left to die, the halacha that the tamuris ashim is left to graze until it gets a blemish is only a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It doesn't have the force of a doraisa, and therefore perhaps b'di'evid, if they were brought, the halacha should be that they're acceptable. That's why we need the pasuk. But however, as we said earlier, that is not the halachically acceptable method of understanding. Because as we said earlier, the halacha is actually that a halacha l'moshe m'sinai is considered a deraisa. So if it's considered a deraisa, the Gemara is, so why ask the mefarshim, would one think there's enough gemina if it was l'chatchilu b'di'evit, that l'chatchilu they shouldn't be brought, but b'di'evit it's acceptable. That's why we need the pasuk that there's an assay, that one is over an assay, and it may not be brought under any circumstances. If it, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai has the same status as a deraisa, in a din of a deraisa, there is no difference between l'chatchilu and b'di'evit. So one teretz that the mefarshim give is that even though we are understanding and learning that a halacha l'moshe m'sinai has the same status as a doraisa, that's only as so far that safek doraisa l'chumra. That's why the pesukim, for example, say the halacha is that the ritzuas of the tefillin have to be black. Let's say somebody has ritzuas that are not black. Since it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, he would have to put on another pair of tefillin. If you put on tefillin with the tzuos that are not black, he should put on another pair of tefillin. But one would think maybe, but there is one difference between a deraisa and a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. By a deraisa, as we just said, there's no nafkamina between l'chatchila and b'di'evit. The Torah doesn't make such differentiations. Only by the rabbonons is there a nafkamina between l'chatchila and b'di'evit. However, by a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there is also a concept. L'chatchila, it should not be done, but b'di'evit it's acceptable. Since the entire halacha of a vlad chatos, of a tamuris asham, is only a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we would say by a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's a difference between l'chatchila and b'di'evit, that's why we need the pasuk. But another way the mefarshim explain is that they say, as we've been learning, that a halacha l'moshe m'sinai has the same status of a deraisa, that's why we're machmer by a suffix of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And that's also why they explain that there is no nafkamina between l'chatchila and b'di'evit, as there is no nafkamina between l'chatchila and b'di'evit by any doraisis. However, what the Gemara here means to say is that by kachim, when we learn a mitzvah shem, the kachim mesachtas, we will explain this concept more. Shina lo v'kosov l'akif. The only time an act is considered essential is if the Torah mentions the din twice. Shina law of a kasuv. If the Torah repeats it, lack of, then it's essential. So now we can understand the Gemara. Yes, there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that a vlad chatos goes l'misa. Yes, there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that a tamuris ashim should be left to graze. But the Torah, there's only one halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not repeated. And therefore one would think that if one brought it on the Mizbeach, since the Torah didn't repeat the din, it's not essential. That's why we have the Pasuk to teach us the essay that it repeated, and even by the Evid, it's unacceptable. Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa continued saying, Kiva said, Ein Tzaruch. There's no need to teach us that the Tamuris Asham is not brought on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva learns it from this way. Tareyu Oimer. Ashim, who? Bava Yosef Yehei, it retains the status of a carbon Ashim. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Kra, why does Rabbi Akiva need a pasuk? Gemara, Gemira Lon. We have Halacha Lamash Masinai, Kaz Vechatas Mesa, Bashem Raya. Whoever of Tamura of a Chatas, or the Vlad of the Chatas, the Halach is left to die. By an Ashim, it goes out to graves. So why do we need this pasuk? So the Mepharshim ask, why doesn't the Gemara give the same teretz that it gave a moment ago? The Rabbi Akiva is bringing the pasuk and saying that we're not relying, that the Torah is not relying completely on the Halach Lamash Sinai to tell us we're over an assay if one was makrivit. Says to answer the Rishonim. Taisa says this. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that the pasuk is referring to akrova. The word rak is referring to akrova. We can make this difference perhaps between l'chatchil and b'di'evid if one was makriv or wasn't makriv. However, here we're learning not from the concept of akrova. We're learning from the words according to Bekiva of Ashimhu. Baviyase yehei, it retains its status. So that pasuk is teaching us that the Ashim is an Ashim. There's no reason to think that there would be a nafkamina between l'chatchil and b'di'evid if one brought it on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Hachinami. Indeed, we don't need a pasuk to teach us that this tamuris Ashim should not be brought on the mizbeach. The pasuk has come to teach us what Rav taught us. Damar Rav Huna Marav. Ashim shenitik l'ariyah. The halach is that the carbon Ashim, as we said earlier, that can't be brought as a carbon Ashim, for example, the case where we're referring to, the tamuris Ashim, should be taken for grazing. If somebody went and shochted l'shem oila, that instead of letting it graze, become blemished, and use the money to buy a carbon oila, use that very animal. And the way most Rishonim explained the Gemara, after it was designated for grazing, and the machloekes Rishonim, what does designation mean? Some say designation means that the bezdin has to designate it for grazing. Others say that it's the owner that has to designate it for grazing. And others say that designation really is not even required. The fact that it's disqualified to be brought as a carbon ashram immediately puts it into the status of nitik l'riya kasha. It can be brought as a carbon oiler. But only why? Tamid the nitik. Because it's been identified that it's going to be used for grazing and be left to become blemish. Haloi nitik loy. But until that happens, it cannot be brought on the mizbeach. The makra hu baviyasa yehei. And again, the way we're learning is that some sort of designation must take place in order that it should be used, that it could be then used as a carbon oiler, even if it wasn't, the proper process of selling it and buying a carbon oiler wasn't fulfilled. However, had no designation that it be used as a carbon oiler taken place, that it be grazed to ultimately become blemished and sold with the funds used for carbon oiler, it could not be brought in the mizbeach. However, as I said, there are Rishonim that have even a more lenient view and say that this price is teaching us that under all circumstances, b'di'evid, it could be brought on the mizbeach.